Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Always enjoy getting the FOS's, the friend of stinks on. And this one, oh, special kinship, right, Mark? As offensive lineman. I'm just gonna sit back and feel the love as ESPN's Jeff Saturday, the former Colt, joins us. Jeff, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, Jeff. How's that hair come along? I saw you on TV the other day. Your lettuce is all over the place, man.
Brother,
all right,
brother. If you could only see it right now, you would.
It's glorious.
It's a good thing I'm on the radio, brother, because this thing is out of control.
Hey, real quick, just before we get into it, how annoying was Stokely, and was he always hanging on like a baby Bjorn on Peyton Manning? Because I tell you what, those two are inseparable. He's Peyton Manning's best friend. I mean, come on, Stokely does the afternoon show, and we just think he's a hanger on. What? Give us the inside scoop on Stoke.
100% truth, bro. O-line read it right. You read it perfect from the jump, dude.
Good.
Bjorn is the best description I've ever heard for Stoke, and I can assure you I will put that back on him later on in life. That is a beautiful description.
Oh, good. Hey, Ned, what'd you make of the Broncos ignoring? So I've been, on the bandwagon of Garrett Bowles and left tackle and right tackle and some of the issues they've had protecting the quarterback. Now they're going to go to a more spread type of offense, three wide, spread the tight end, flex him out and all that stuff. What did you make of them not addressing here in Denver the offensive line position, particularly the left tackle position?
Yeah, I think it's a risk, but when you go spread and you begin to get guys out, your timing becomes so much more important from the QB to the receiver. I know they struck pretty much gold on their first two picks going receiver. So I'm assuming their thought process is the ball is going to come out quicker. It's not going to need that same amount of left tackle. You and I both know the game's built from inside out, and so you want that offensive line position to be strong. But you can get by, right? The quarterback sees a lot more. It's not that he's sitting right behind the center. He can drift. Once the snap comes to him, he can kind of, his eyes can go to a certain place. It's always a risk. I do like, the center being drafted, the Cushenberry kid. I think that's valuable. But at the end of the day, you're going to live and die by that offensive line. And you're hoping that by the system change, it will give them some help. At least getting the ball out on time and not taking so many hits for Locke. You don't want a young quarterback getting back there taking those type of hits. It always messes up timing as the season progresses.
Well, let me ask you this, because I was shocked. Last season I was covering a Tampa game, and Jameis Winston and Peyton Manning, two entirely different players, but they both threw 100 picks over their first 5 years, which shocked me, right? So
right.
That progression for Peyton Manning, because you were there during Peyton Manning's progression, what did you see? How long did it take that timing and to get that ball out and to really take the pressure off of you guys up front just through understanding what he was doing? Like, you saw that progression. Like, how likely is Drew Lock to do that after five starts?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the common call from Tom Moore, who was our offensive coordinator, was 1, 2, 3, throw it away, right? So, I mean, it literally was 1, 2, 3, throw it away. I mean, that's it, right? That's mm-hmm. the amount of time you get as a quarterback sitting in that type of system where the ball and the timing matter so much. I think what separated Peyton, and this is where Locke is going to have to get in step, is he would literally go out and show the receivers, hey, I want you right here, right? I want whatever you got to do to get here, whatever your move is off the line. When it's three, and here's the three in my head, you have to be at this position. And Peyton did as good a job as anybody of anticipating that. And he trusted his receivers. And I think that's where Locke will have to be. And honestly, where fans will have to be understanding, not every interception is going to be on the QB, right? It could be the timing of the receiver where he's supposed to be. And the other part is Peyton became a kind of a check down Charlie at times, right? He wasn't afraid to throw it to check it down to Edgerrin James or to Joseph Addai or Dominic Rhodes as we progressed on. He understood that sometimes, man, if defenses are rushing three and dropping eight, you got to go up underneath this thing. And I think that's the maturation process I watch Peyton go through. And you saw that even as he carried to Denver, is understanding timing is so much more valuable than having that, you know, the big, I'm going to stuff it in this little tight window, because everybody feels more comfortable knowing, hey, as long as I get to my spot, the ball's going to be where it's supposed to be. And that's where Drew and the offense as a whole has to get.
Busy with ESPN's Jeff Saturday, the former Colt. It would be so unfair to compare Drew Locke to Peyton Manning, but do you see similarities, Jeff, with how the Broncos are building around Locke to how the Colts built around Peyton?
Yeah, definitely the way Elway is going now is very similar, right? Your draft picks of your offensive line are moving down, receivers are moving up, right? I remember picking up Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark pretty early. One was a tight end, but we were going to do the same thing where we split him out, right? He wasn't going to be necessarily an inline tight end. He ended up being more of a guy who went outside. Same thing with Reggie, having Reggie and Marv over there. It was always interesting for me because we kept Reggie and Marv on the same side. They didn't really flop, you know. And we short motioned, but we didn't do a lot coming across. So I'll be interested to see how they work with Locke and those type of things. But as you're seeing, you're exactly right. They are definitely building to help him outside, to give him something that can stretch the field. And I thought, listen, Judy, I thought he was probably the best receiver, in all honesty, coming out. That he fell that far was a bit of a surprise to me. I think they got great value, especially for a guy that size fitting in with Sutton. I just think it can do nothing but help you as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, the philosophical approach, and just the timing you talk about. Now, how difficult do you think it is for a young quarterback like Drew Locke to have now a bunch of young wide receivers he's going to rely on, right? Tight ends he's going to rely on, a bunch of inexperienced guys, inexperienced offensive line, and on top of all that, you've got a new system with a new coordinator that, you know, loves to be in 75% in three wides and spread people out. How difficult is that, especially with this offseason, never actually putting your cleats in the grass?
Yeah, I think that what you just said at the end is probably the part that makes me the most concerned. I will say we were all young. You know, we didn't have a ton of veteran players when I got to Indianapolis, right? They had Bill Polian had kind of revamped the entire locker room over pretty my first two or three years. It became kind of a new nucleus. I actually liked that. The only time I thought it really became an issue when playoffs, right, as not having much experience when it came, when we started making the playoffs and being able to go challenge for that. The first year we lost to Tennessee, we just kind of did some things that we had played really well. We were 13th, we played really well. We get to the playoffs and then kind of didn't meet expectations. But other than that, I really liked having young guys. I felt like the energy was good. We all pushed each other. We were all for each other, right? So that nucleus I felt like was strong. I do think it's unique this year with not being able to touch the field. You know, all this virtual stuff that I hear everybody talking about, and I know every coach and everybody, you and I both know, everybody's going to say everything's great, right? Because that's what you want to put out. Mm-hmm. But the reality is not being on the field, whether you're an offensive lineman or a receiver, those two positions in particular, I think make it more difficult because it is based on timing and it is based on trust. The guy beside you matters so much, right? I mean, think about receivers. They're split. And that in this spread offense, the split, right, if he's outside an extra yard, can really make a difference in where they end up in their route patterns. And so no different for an offensive lineman trusting where that guard's going to be on a twist or a game. I think those type of things, you can't simulate that virtually, right? You got to be out on the field and be able to really see it. I think that's a really difficult thing to go through this year. At running back, I don't think it's a big issue, right? Other than the pass protection, it should fit pretty well. And most tight end routes are going to be, you know, middle of the field type routes, so it shouldn't be a terrible adjustment for those guys. But outside of that offensive line, man, I think that's very difficult to adjust to with the circumstances we're facing.
All right, buddy. Hey, man, you're the best. Get a haircut.
Absolutely. I'm working on it. They open up on Friday, baby. I can't wait.
All right. Love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for popping on.
See y'all.
All right, Jeff Saturday. Good, good stuff there. That was awesome. Great, great stuff there from Jeff Saturday. All right, coming up, the Morning Brew and some encouraging news for those of you who want the Nuggets and the NBA back sooner rather than later. That's next.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.